It's funny how the mind works. So I know you were thinking yesterday when I told you, I think I'm just going to have a hot dog.
But you said a Sam's hot dog.
Yes, I did. And it's funny how you thought that, like, I had brought it home in the foil wrapper and, yes, you know, already dressed, ready to go, which I'm not above. And I have done that. I have literally done this. I've eaten one and then there's been an extra. Maybe Gavin didn't want it. And I'm like, I'll go.
No, I can't do it. And it's funny because 1693, they said, I'm with you, Scott. Can't say no to a hot dog. Even a mushy hot dog,
it's
later
not,
on.
No. I mean, well, the bun is a different texture,
exactly,
than when you get it at the restaurant. Well, at the club, if you will.
It's not as fluffy. It's not. It almost takes the shape of fingers. Because it's been squeezed and handled a lot. Yeah,
the bun, yes. Because, man,
exactly,
let me tell you, the members mark, it's damn near a sausage. It's so big.
Yeah, I know. And that's why you've held it. And not only have you held it, but you've put all your groceries in your car. So you're trying to hold the hot dog while you're putting the groceries. So you're going to take grip on there.
No, there is.
Which means that there's finger shapes in there. 6501, Morning Scott and Allie. A hot dog any time of day.
Yeah.
Even the mushy one, 6501.
Well, the dog isn't mushy. That would ruin it. It's just the bun, and it does take on a weird texture. I will eat it anyway.
Yeah, I understand that the hot dog isn't mushy.
Well,
but the whole situation
is off.
Is absolutely off. It's like when my mom would pack me peanut butter and jelly for lunch, and there would be like a Capri Sun that had sat on top of it, so then the jelly bled through, and then it was kind of wet.
Yes.
That's why I can't do it, because I can't revisit a wet sandwich situation.
You're going back to the good days. Yeah.
Every time I go to New York City, I have to get a hot dog, 1132. But you're not carrying it around New York City. You're not going to see...
You didn't bring it back to Elmira.
Right. You're not going to see Lady Liberty and then the Empire State Building. And, you know, while we're here, let's go to Central Park. And then I'm going to get this hot dog.
You're losing this battle. Like I lost the peanut butter ice cream battle, you know, a couple
years ago,
thinking there was only five people. You've lost the hot dog battle. The 1954, I'd probably eat it too, but I would remove the bun. Nah,
no.
Go for it.
And that's what 6501 said too. Toss the bun if soggy. See, but then once you do that, you start to try to take the bun off and there's remnants of bun on the wiener.
Just eat the bun.
I can't do it. I told you. It's when soggy bread touches my lips.
Now, I will say this. If it sat too long in the fridge, apparently it sounds like I bring home a hot dog every day. One for now, one for later. If it hardens, like there's sometimes it'll be in there too long and like the top of the bun will start to harden.
Or the sides.
Yeah, right. And it'll become a little bit too... Well, the chewing factor drops, you know?
Right.
Literally, there's not much chewing if it's a soggy bun.
You're going to break a tooth on a dog. I'm going to equate it to something else, too, because apparently I've had way too much soggy bread in my life. So, did your parents ever take you to the beach?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, my God, we lived at the beach when I was a kid.
Exactly. You had the cooler, you had the sandwiches. For some reason, pool water or ocean water always got on my sandwich, and I'm eating wet.
Swim out of the water. I mean, eat out of the water, Allie.
And I'm eating wet bologna. I don't know what's going on.
God.
So that's the other thing. It's the combination of the wet peanut butter and jelly and the wet ocean bologna sandwich.
Oh, that's bologna at the beach. What is that's another whole topic.
Why were we doing that? I don't know.
Hang on. There's some siding for you. 5830. They said juicy rolls are gross. No way. Now, if it's juicy, yes. I don't want to squeeze it and have it be dripping. That's not going to work.
It's a natural moisture that happens, I feel like, when you hang on to it that long, because you've already put the condiments on there because you were at the Sam's Buffet.
Yes.
And you've already put
the club.
You weren't expecting to not have it be consumed.
It's the only club I can afford to be at.
Exactly. But now it hasn't been consumed. So now you do have wet condiments on there.
5425, you would be right on this. They said, I'm not surprised about Scott eating the squishy hot dog. Wasn't it on the podcast that he mentioned eating the leftover sub with the mushy roll? Scott, can you do better? No, there's something about when the dressing gets into the roll that makes it just so much. The flavor now is everywhere.
1693, I think we have a future Joey Chestnut here.
Yeah.
Soggy bun equals less saliva required to eat.
Well, that's what I go for, effortless eating.
Yeah, I'm not 82, or I'm not on my 600-pound life that I need everything like mushed up for me. And why don't you chew it and spit it into my mouth like a baby bird at this point?
No, not that. Well, I don't know. It's a Sam's Club hot dog. That's...
No.
Mm.